Hello, everybody. Today's an exciting day. We're going to finish Tehillim. We're up to the last parak of Tehillim, chapter 150. Baruch Hashem, we've done close to 200 classes just on Tehillim, including the mini-series we did on the secrets of the Aleph Beis. Whether you're a casual reader or listener, or you listen regularly every day, it's certainly fitting to be happy, as every day we've been connecting to David HaMelech and the world of Tefillah. As David himself says, Tefillah l'keil chayai, praying to God is my strength. If you want true life, vitality, and renewal, then throw yourself into the world of Tefillah, which is what we've been doing. Currently, Nach Daily has over 2,000 subscribers from across the world. We have regular listeners all over the States, Canada, South Africa, and Israel. We started Nach Daily several years ago with Sefer Yehoshua. We finished Nevi'im with Malachi, and now are conquering Kesuvim day by day, one by one, perek by perek. Every penny adds up and comes out to a tremendous amount of Torah learning with just over 600 classes. If you didn't listen to every perek, at least you saw the Nach Daily emails in your inbox and you thought about wanting to listen. Certainly thinking about wanting to learn is also a great mitzvah and fitting to be happy. We're going to be delving into the words of Shlomo HaMelech starting with Mishlei next, as Shlomo was able to bring his wisdom down to the lowest person in the form of mashalim, metaphors. This way, even the lowest of people can obtain wisdom and elevate themselves and their lives by connecting to God. Now for the perek summary. In this perek, the author calls upon all things to praise God. Praise Him, the Rakia, the firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts, for His greatness, with a shofar horn, with the nevel, a kinor. Praise Him with musical instruments and dancing. The last words of Tehillim are thematic to the entire Tehillim, Kol HaNeshama Tehallelujah, Hallelujah. Let every soul praise God, Hallelujah. The Shaila Mora explains there's 13 Hallelujahs in this chapter, which corresponds to the 13 attributes, Rachamim, God uses to interact with this world. This teaches that on every level, God is just and fair. As we all face up and downs in our lives, we turn to Tefillah and Tehillim for the answers to call out to God. Much of Tehillim is David's personal pain and sorrow he experienced during the difficult events in his life. David encapsulated all of man's suffering in his words, which is why it's appropriate he ends with alluding to the 13 Midas HaRachamim to teach us at the end of the day, with all the suffering and pain we experience in our lives, we mostly have no idea why God causes us grief. But David tells us to have simple emunah and promises us, although we can't see it, God is truly just and fair. He cares about each and every single one of us. Therefore, it's fitting to walk with tmimus and pshitus, great simplicity, to walk with emunah, to be shalom with Hashem, at peace with God and the events in our lives. I'm looking forward to starting Mishlei with everyone. Again, certainly it's fitting to be happy on this great occasion. Stay tuned to our next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Mishlei and begin to understand how everything in this world is a metaphor for God. Mazel tov on this siyum, and thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.